And so it begins. That was how, in a social media post, Donald Trump greeted the election of Zoran Mamdani as the mayor of New York. It's an election that has attracted headlines all around the world because of the unusual nature of Mr. Mamdani's candidacy and because of the power of the forces ranged against him. He beat not just the Republican candidate, but also the former governor, Andrew Cuomo, who ran as an independent. His victory capped a good night for the Democrats, with the party's candidates also winning the race for the governorships of New Jersey and Virginia. Here's how the US networks are reporting the news this morning.
This morning, what now? The sweep by Democrats in coast-to-coast races are sending warning signs to President Trump and the GOP. But what sign?
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. I'm Sophie Play.
And I'm Mola Lange. Democrats are celebrating election wins from New York down to Virginia and west to California.
History was made in the process. Let's begin in New York City. Zoran Mamdani easily beating Andrew Cuomo in the mayor's race. Mamdani vowing that New York will once again work for the working class.
And New Jersey, we expected...
Well, joining us now is Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill. Niall, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Will you tell us about the factors behind Zoran Mamdani's success? Because at the start of the year, he was polling just 1%.
Oh, absolutely. He was basically an unknown state assemblyman, a sort of local level legislator here. The factors, I think, were partly his focus on affordability. He talked a lot about that, how unaffordable New York City was becoming to working people. So one of his signature proposals, for example, was full guaranteed free childcare for any child 5 or under. Those things helped. The other thing that helped was Andrew Cuomo, the former governor who had been the front runner, is disliked from several different directions, honestly. You know, Republicans dislike him because he's a Democrat, left-wing Democrats dislike him because he's a centrist. He had allegations of sexual misconduct against him, which he denies. So Cuomo was a very flawed candidate. And then Democratic voters generally were looking for a more, I think, aggressive or assertive voice than they were hearing from within their own party establishment.
A considerable number of people opposed Zoran Mamdani. In fact, reading about the cast of characters this morning, it's a bit like reading a Tom Wolfe novel. You know, all of New York and all the wealthy people are there.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he was outspent massively in terms of outside spending. New York has a system of public funds for the campaigns themselves, but billionaires and outside groups spent millions and millions of dollars trying to stop him. So you're, I think, alluding to people like Bill Ackman, a hedge fund billionaire, Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor. I'm not sure if Elon Musk gave money to stop him, but he was certainly tweeting to try to stop him. So there was all of those people, the outside groups, as I say, raising any outside groups for Mamdani by multiples, about 8-1 or so.
So the people who voted for Zoran Mamdani yesterday, what are they expecting? What are they hoping for?
Well, I think they're expecting in New York City itself some of those affordability issues, the childcare one I mentioned, free city bus rides, things like that. But nationally, what people are expecting is someone to really take the fight to Trump, and I suppose to Republicans more generally. One of the most dramatic moments of Mamdani's victory speech last night was when he said to, addressing Trump, said, turn the volume up. And people were, of course, cheering wildly and all of that because he had described Trump elsewhere in the speech as a despot. It was this idea of standing up with greater vigor to the Trump agenda.
Niall Stanage, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.